Live Oak Mysteries presents Sammy Keys and the Cold Hard Cash by Wendolyn Van Dronen. Read by Tara Sands. Prologue. After 2 years of sneaking up the fire escape and stealing down a hallway of old people's apartments to get to my grandmother's, you'd think I'd have it down. You'd think I'd know just where to duck and how to hide and what to say if some ornery old guy sees me tiptoeing down his hallway. You'd think. You'd also think I'd relax a little about living illegally in a seniors-only building. I mean, come on. I'm 13 now, not some scared-to-death 11-year-old worried about being tossed out onto the streets. And the truth is, I was sort of used to it. I had started to relax a little. Slipping in and out of the apartment had become routine. The senior high-rise was my home. But then one night, I was doing my usual sneak up the fire escape when something happened. Something that had never happened before. And now, I really know what it means to be scared to death. 1. Holly Jankwell is one of my best friends, and she happens to live right across Broadway from the senior high-rise in an apartment above the pup parlor. I love going over to the pup parlor. You never know what crazy canine creation you'll find getting groomed there. As far as the pup parlor humans go, you can expect to find either Meg or Vera, or both. Meg is Vera's daughter, and they were both friends of mine way before they adopted Holly. Grams describes them as salt of the earth.